Alright, so I will begin with a little preface because you guys know how I love my prefaces. I am currently in a conference room, a very nice looking conference room, which I'm probably not supposed to be in, and just trying to study for my quiz that I have tomorrow, but I just cannot concentrate right now. And I don't know, the thrill of being somewhere where I'm not supposed to be, it's just the first thing that comes to my mind is I should record something for GWA. And first of all, no, Tumble, don't do that. There are very large windows here that overlook a large portion of the campus. That is a bad idea. People can walk in at any moment. So I was like, you know what? I've been wanting to do Texas Deep Goofy and a Little Sexy Questionnaire for a while. I know a lot of other people have already done it, but it seems like a good idea, naturally. As the thing you do when you're trying not to do homework. So, let's get it on. Number one, do spelling mistakes annoy you? It depends. A lot of times I know people are trying to be funny and, you know, in text conversations, they're trying to be funny and use spelling mistakes, ironically. Sometimes, I know, like, some of my family members, their English isn't very good, so I'll be like, you know what, they speak this language. I don't even speak Tagalog, so, like, who am I to judge how good their spelling on their second language is? Yeah, but if spelling mistakes really don't annoy me. They're just kind of novel, because I know people are human. People don't always spell things correctly. If I see a spelling mistake in, like, a official publication or something, I'll be like, hey, look, I found one. And it's not that big of a deal. Number two, if you don't do anything for an entire day, how does it make you feel? Pretty shit, honestly, but it also depends on the circumstances and what you mean by not doing anything for an entire day. Like, I've had days where I came back from class, because on some days, there's just one day where I only have a class in the morning, and then I'm so ready to do the rest of the stuff that I've planned for the day, and I'll just get back in bed, and I'll just not do anything. And that sucks. Sorry if I keep clicking, but my phone keeps turning, the screen keeps turning off, and I need to look at the questions. So, there's that. Number three, of these two, what would you prefer in life and why? Interesting things happening more often or good things happening more often? I'd prefer good things happening more often because you can always make your life interesting, you know? You don't have to, like, wait for interesting things to happen to you, but good things happening more often just around the world that are out of your control, obviously. I'd rather do that. Number four, how often, if ever, do you meditate? I don't. Sorry. I feel like I should, though. My roommate is taking a class on meditation right now. Like, not just a meditation class, but, like, a 4-credit class where you meditate and then you, like, do yoga and you write about it. And she has, like, all these books she has to read about, like, spirituality and all this stuff. And she says she doesn't really get it, but she wants to, but she just doesn't, and which makes sense. Number 5. What sort of intelligence do you value most and why? Logical, emotional, artistic, social, communicative, etc. What? I don't know if this is a thing, but spatial intelligence? I forget, like, the other word for it. I did a project on this, like, a couple years ago. It was supposed to be a group project, but I ended up doing it all by myself, mind you. But I don't remember. Maybe if my groupmates helped me out, I would remember. Spatial, like the way, I'm so awkward around people, like gauging, I don't know, like gauging like space bubbles and personal space bubbles and like all that kind of stuff. And it would help a lot with dancing because I don't space myself very well between people. Like, I'll turn around and like I'll like do a spin or something and I'll end up like way far left than I was supposed to be. But like that's not that important, you know? This is a tough one. I remember thinking about this for a really long time. But a lot of people did the thing where they would base it on the kind of intelligence that is they themselves don't have as much of. So I guess I would say social/communicative, because how you make friends, how you maintain relationships, how you do any of that. I don't know. I do not. Alright, number 6. How often would you say that you daydream? Too often? If I have nothing to occupy my brain with, it's gonna go off somewhere. 10 times out of 10. A lot of the times now, it's occupied with sex things. I really hope no one is listening to me answer this questionnaire. This may or may not have been a horrible idea. Is this room bugged? Probably. Alright, so number 7. Which of these two is more romantic/arousing to you and why? Kissing/making love in Paris, kissing/making love in a tent in the woods. I'd say Paris, because I don't want the like doing it in the woods in a tent just doesn't sound appealing to me. And like it doesn't like, because that's very specific. Like, you know, like, what kind of specific setting you're going to get yourself into if you do that. But in Paris, it could be anywhere in Paris. You could be in a tent in the middle of the street in Paris. I don't know why you would do that, but, like, most likely you're going to be in a hotel. Hopefully a nice Parisian hotel. Maybe, like, on top of the Eiffel Tower. Who knows? I don't. This is a hypothetical situation. Number 8. What cuddle position do you prefer? Big spoon, little spoon, both, neither, etc. I don't know. I like being little spoon because I don't like having my arm crushed underneath someone, or like just, I feel like I like being enveloped into the spooniness. I feel like when I'm the big spoon, because I'm so small, usually my spooning partner is bigger than me, I feel left out.
I know it's dumb. It sounds dumb because, like, obviously you're spooning them, but I just feel left out. Like, they're all the way over, like, their face is, like, all the way over there. Anyway. What else? Number 9. What's your opinion on the phrase making love when it refers to sex? It's not a phrase that I would use. Nah. In any situation. Really. Like, nah. I feel like it's kind of a thing for the older generations. Oh, what if our children are around? There are so many children on campus today, and I don't know what's going on. They're, like, having a field trip or something. Next. Is your ideal sex rough or gentle? Dude, I don't know. I guess, you know, virginity is a thing that I have. So I would prefer for my first time to be gentle, you know. I really don't plan on, like, bleeding all over the place. So, yeah. But, like, dude, I am a former MMA kid, so I like it rough. I had to stop because I kept having thoughts about the guys that I was, like, grappling with and shit. And I was just like, this is not, my brain doesn't need this as I'm going through puberty. So, yeah. TMI, 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 TMI. Number 11. If you were in the middle of the best sex in your life and your partner asked you to make dolphin / whale noises so that they could reach climax, would you do it? No, because I can't. And I'm sorry. But come on, man. If I myself, a person, I almost just said my full name, what the fuck? If I, Frantic Tumble, cannot get you off with my own abilities that I have, then, like, come on, that's kind of blow to my self-esteem. It's kind of words. Yes, I know how language works. I know how to use articles correctly. Number 12. What are the strangest / funniest phrases or terms for things you've heard or said so far? You can also mention strangest or funniest curses that fit too. I keep thinking of really good ones, and then I keep forgetting them. Because I was gonna answer this question a while ago, and then I would just hear things in my day, and I'd be like, oh wow, that's a good one, I'll do it. One of my favorite phrases is just litty titty, just as an exclamation of just like, okay, instead of saying like, yep, okay, you just go, oh, litty titty. And it just brings a smile to my face. I don't know where it originated. Probably the internet. Maybe it's a local thing. I don't know. But litty titty. Also, saying it break out, meaning it's cold. Just like, yeah. That's a fun one. It break out. Bricks. Brick City. So cold. Yeah, or just like, yo, it mad break out. Because I don't get it. Why do bricks equal cold things? Because usually you can tell where slang comes from. You know. But yeah, I really like listening to the answers for this question. Because a lot of the fun phrases were like southern phrases or like Britishisms. But I don't know. I'm trying to think. There's a food truck in Philly. It's called Jeet. G, no, J-E-E-T? Question mark.
And it's just a slurring together of the question, did you eat? And I think that's clever. That's a fun one. Jeet? What else? I'm trying to think. There's so many. I really like the phrase, I really like, whose man's is this? That's a fun one. Because I use it for everything. If my friend, who is a female, does something ridiculous or does something dumb, I just point at her and go, whose man's is this? Whose man's is this? Someone claimed his man's. Yeah, Lady Titty, it brick out. Whose man's is this? Jeep. I also like the way that my family, like Filipino families, say open the light or close the light instead of like turn on the light. That's cute. I do that too, and then my friends are like, well, I used to do it a lot. And then my friends would be like, what the heck do you mean? The heckle. And I'm like, yeah, open the light. What else? I feel like I wrote these down somewhere. Did I? I don't know if I did. I hear people. Are they gonna kick me out? I don't think so. I see nothing. I also, okay, well, a replacement curse that I've been saying a lot has just been, darn it all to heck, just unnecessarily censoring myself. And if I'm typing, sometimes I'll censor the E in heck to be extra hashtag ironic. Ugh. What is wrong with me? What is wrong with me? See the light as it shines in the sea. It's blinding. No one knows. All right, I only have one more question. Let's do it. Number 13. If you had to choose your greatest motivation / motivator in life at this time from the following, what would it be and why? Interpret these however you'd like. Just explain it. I will explain it. I will. Love, wealth, expression, knowledge, freedom. Well, at the time that this was posted, I think I would have said freedom. But that's always on the back burner, because that's always why I do everything. If it really boils down to it, freedom. But I'm, like, actually getting shit done. Like, I'm making things happen. And that's because of expression, I guess. Yeah, because I have a lot of projects happening, and they require me to express myself. So, yeah, at this time, expression. Overarching end goal, freedom. There we go. I made it through, and I haven't been kicked out of this conference room. So, thanks, Guab. And thanks, Texan guy. You the real MVP. Okay. I go now. Bye-bye.